welcome aboard our vessel. I'll be your captain. Join me and my trusty ally, the cook, as we set sail through our relationship with music, film, literature, and everything in between, as well as our ongoing exploration into mental health and well-being. Anchors up.
Seagull.
Corner.
Special.
Special. More an intro.
There we go. I got to start. We've actually had I think our first complaint.
Have we?
Yeah.
Where the ombudsman.
I know. We didn't credit Amy for linking us up with Rusty Shackle during the Rusty Shackle.
We were so excited though.
I know.
This is what this episode's about. We're going to do 20 minutes. Well, just thanking you.
I mean, in fairness, they didn't even say their name either. No. When we introduced them, it's like, okay. But yeah, so. Well, we've got a cup of coffee and we're going to have a chat.
Thanks, Aim.
Yeah.
No, really, yeah. Thanks. Like, no, real thanks. Because they were class.
Yeah.
Like, we really enjoyed talking, as we do with all our guests. But so we could have carried. We were in the boardroom in Tiny Rebel. Yeah, quite nice. So thanks to Tiny Rebel as well. Because, like, you know, that was just off the cuff, wasn't it? But yeah, what are we here for? What are we going to do today?
We're going to have a coffee.
Yeah.
We're going to. So we put out some questions on Instagram about our festival, creating our own festival, who would be there, how it would be set up. So essentially, I'm going to read through some of them, which are going to react to it,
cool,
and build what we want to build.
Brilliant.
So, should I start?
Go for it.
Seems I've got the material.
Yeah, you've got the material. I think you need to start. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we'll say we are a bit tired. This. The energy might build as we go through this.
Yeah, like. Yeah. But, so the first one was from Ian. A friend who we saw Blind Boy with.
Yes, we did.
So he's put a fair bit of thought into this. So he's called the festival Purgatory.
Okay.
So going on that theme, it's in St. Peter's Square.
Okay.
60K standing.
Wow.
I don't know how we're going to do this. But the acts who are going to be there, Rage Against the Machine, opening, Foo Fighters, and then Jimi Hendrix and Rory Gallagher to shred it. Queen is the main act.
Okay.
Bringing out Bowie as a surprise appearance. And then he also wants Foo's, Bowie, Jimmy, Rory and Queen smash out the most epic versions of Bohemian Rhapsody and Under Pressure that's ever been heard or seen. As well as that, a comedy tent with George Carlin, Bill Hicks, Eddie Murphy and Bill Burr.
That's quite good, isn't it?
So,
like,
yeah.
I do like the fact that he's thought about the comedy tent as well.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? A music festival. Yeah, we'll just be in there just making people laugh all day.
All day. Every day.
What did you like about that though? So like the acts, do you think that would work?
I think the end show, like where same with like when Paul McCartney at Glastonbury brought loads of people, you know,
just Springsteen Grohl.
Yeah, actually having Foo's, Bowie, you know, and everyone just smashing out the Queen.
That'd be brilliant, wouldn't it? Yeah, smashing out the Queen
song.
Yeah, Queen. But that would be a pretty epic version. And also, we're gonna have to work on our again bringing people back to life skills. But yeah, if we could reanimate them, bring them back, like, you know, absolutely would work.
I mean, we could do holograms, like ABBA.
Yes. And they're alive, aren't they? Like, they're just deciding to be a hologram.
I know. Just killed them off for a little bit.
Killed ABBA.
I have.
No, but like, I think, I like the choice of, I can see where he's going as well, having met Ian, but like, St. Peter's Square, what's going on in the world at the moment? Yeah. It could be a bit of a, as we said, through music, through comedy, through art. You know, you can send a bit of a message at times, can't you? So I think the mix of people there and the kind of music, that'd be really good. But yeah, so yeah, Ian, I don't think anything you said in there, I sort of thought, no, I don't agree with that. I think he's put a lot of thought in, so yeah. I'll give him kudos for that one. Okay. What have we got next?
Well, I will say, we've also got a cat eating next to us.
It's not me eating biscuits.
He's decided to appear and just eat biscuits.
Got my bell on again.
Again.
Let's move on quick.
Yeah. So we're going to move to Kiwi, obviously, of course. So his first comment was, crikey, your budget has grown. we're going immersive now. So it's on the Wonk Fest. A Roman festival of a different location each year, but it needs to be on the side of a hill. Great views, countryside and something to roll down. I'm thinking the first 5 years would go Brecon, Highlands, Alps, Dolomites, Rockies.
Wow.
So it's growing and growing.
Yeah. Because the Brecon one, we probably could.
An eclectic mix Andy C.
Drum and Bass and Ronnie Size.
Ronnie Size, The Prodigy, Queens of Stone Age, Cypress Hill, Chili Peppers, Fatboy Slim, The Wurzels, Cat Empire, and apparently just for me, Little Mix.
Nice.
Surprise guests, QE.
Me.
Adam Hills, Ozzy Osbourne, King Charles III, and David Attenborough.
What the hell?
It started off doable.
I think he started off drinking tea and he finished by drinking like a crate of beer, didn't he, yeah, when he was doing
he
this?
He does like Jack Daniels. So he's probably,
yeah. Is that a trip through his... I think drink of a bottle of Jack Daniels. Yeah.
He started with like a peppermint tea where he was like, you know, we're like on the side of a mountain. And then
and they say, you know, he wants to roll down a hill.
We finish with him and the king coming out.
I do like his idea of the location.
That's cool, yeah.
Side of hills and mountains and moving it every year.
Mm.
Because I know, like, with one of the festivals that we used to go, dance music, trance, yeah. Armin van Buuren puts on a State of Trance festival. Now, it's usually in Utrecht, sorry.
Okay.
So he always has one in Utrecht. But then he takes it out on tour.
Mm.
So, like, he might pop Mexico, or it might be Spain, or it could be, like, you know, he's done, like, Australia, I think, in the yeah. past and things like that. So I do like that idea. But also, specifically then, for hillside, fresh air,
mm.
say great views while you're dancing yeah. too. I always think that'd be really good.
It focuses in with what we want to do. We definitely. Can have mindfulness moments.
Yes, I think we'd have to have a mindfulness area.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
With good coffee.
Always got to have good coffee. Always like we're having now. Like
we are having now. Now we're on to my dad deciding to get involved.
Go on.
So,
Hardest
handshake in the world. So he's put, yeah, not sure. He's put, not sure about this. So it's called The Name and Now, and it's in Hyde Park.
Like that.
So going traditional. We're going to have Sinatra, Dizzy Gillespie, Nat King Cole, Matt Monro, Claire Teal, Nina Simone, surprise guest of Glenn Miller.
Ooh.
And then some alternative acts, which I guess would be on another stage.
Yeah.
Black Sabbath, Hawkwind, and Curved Air.
Ooh, no, I haven't heard of Curved Air, but I've heard the other two.
Yeah.
I think maybe I'll set myself a mini challenge to listen to Curved Air for a start. But what a contrast. Obviously, Nina, previous guest, but she's thrown some names there. I'm thinking like Nat King Cole and some of the others. They're ones we could look into for future pods as well. But that would be more of like a jazzy and like a bluesy kind of fest. But then I like that he's thought about having another area.
Having the alternative side.
Hyde Park, you've got the size.
It's big enough. Yeah.
It can hold everyone, can't it? So, yeah, I like that. Well done, Bryn's dad. And yeah, please don't shake my hand anytime soon.
Fist bumps all the
just
way.
I feel my like knuckles crunching, basically. So, yeah, you threw some questions out as well, I think, didn't you?
I did, yeah. I got to be able to read it. So, looking for some surprise guests, looking for where the places could be. So, you know, Amy got in touch and said, come Bram Boaton Lake.
Wow, that'd be good. Local
nautical.
One.
Surprise guests of the Wurzels.
Oh, I love that. Well,
and
you
so that's two
that.
People said the Wurzels.
Yes.
Now, so
it's not just you.
No, not just me. And then Gavin decided to have some names for us. Anchors Up Festival or Wankers Up Festival.
Cheers, Gav.
I know. But then also there must be something to do with us in this thing, because Amy also said Captain and Cook Fest or CAC Fest for
CAC
short.
Fest for sure. So, and she did but oh no wait
yeah, so there's something with us and bowel movements.
It's gonna
apparently
be a
it's gonna be a CAC Fest. So Captainbury.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Key. No, I didn't think you'd like that one. Oh, and then my AA breakdown cover. There we go.
Thanks for your suggestion, Keeba. I don't like it.
I do. So we're going with it.
Yeah.
And that's going to be my offshoot. So we'll have Cook Mageddon and Captain Brie, like Reading and Leeds.
Now we're cooking.
Or
here's a suggestion. So it's Captain Cook, Captain Cook presents, and it could be. Could have Captain Brie or something you could hope. So you'd curate the bands on the one stage, I curate the bands on the other stage, and then together.
And we'll just have a fight.
And then we'll fight in the middle.
Yeah.
Kick the absolute crap out of you. No, but then, like, Gavin, like, I think that'd be like quite cool. And then, like, you could say to people, like, also, we'd have to have a mindful space.
Yeah.
And bring in, I know you're connected, so bringing in speakers, people to talk to people about burnout, sleep, you know, all that kind of stuff. But even then, some acts, like, I'm thinking Aronson again, so it's just like I'm thinking of, where maybe you'd have some acts to complement that area, where you could lie down and listen to them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that'd be good. Like, paper aeroplanes are the same.
You said that, didn't you, before? And,
the honest boys or the honest guys on YouTube as well.
Yes, you
know,
get them out.
Yeah, you know, all of those sort of ones.
God, that was an old challenge you set me, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I still use them.
Guided meditation. Yeah, I remember
at least once a week I use it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Because they do by times as well. If you've got an hour, you can do an hour one, can't you? Yeah. But the one I did was 20 minutes, I think.
Mm. And they do Lord of the Rings and Hobbit
they
as
do.
Well.
They yeah. do, so, yeah. I think the one I did, it was like going to a beach.
Yeah.
And you, like, it's mental. Like, you feel you were, like, on a beach, like, when you close your eyes. It was, like, cracking. But I think for ours then, so we talked about some acts before, didn't we? Mm. Who's your dream headliner? Or would you like to create a band? Would you like to bring some people together?
Can we match the Wurzels and Rusty Shackle?
Can you imagine? Well, they could have done it that night, because you saw them.
God, that is a tricky... I mean, I'd have to say I'd want see Queen.
Yeah, that would be good.
Like, in their original form.
Yes.
Shall we say.
Yeah.
You know, I'd
Team Freddy, like, yeah.
Yeah, you know. Have Queen, and actually also get Monty Python on there.
Yeah, that'd be good. Do a live show.
Yeah, have the Python live show. Yeah, I think that would be... How about you?
Yeah, dream headliners for me. So I think the Beatles, like, I would love to have seen the Beatles together, you know, like, as the four, the Fab Four. I think you're right with Queen. I think any time I watch the Wembley, whether it's them live at Wembley or the Live Aid, he just, like, steals the show. And he's got them in the palm of his hand. Like, that's a prop performer, isn't it? Like, you know, so I think Queen. But, like, I like the idea, like, where Ian come back and Matt, like, bringing people out.
Mm.
And I think, like obviously Queen and Bowie did work together, you know, on like on Under Pressure. I think you know, and like maybe like a Prince walking out, like like with guitar and playing a solo. But Johnny Cash is another one for me. You know, like I got into Johnny Cash after he died. You know, I watched Walk the Line, and then just it started like a love. I was like, I'm never going to be able to see him. And I remember seeing a Johnny Cash like an impersonator, like a tribute show. And he's, I think he's the only one worldwide recognised by the Carter family.
Okay.
And it was a was the closest you could get. And they use footage on the screens and stuff as well. But I remember sitting there thinking, I was still kind of sad that I'd never get to, you know, get to see him, you know, live. And I think he played in Glastonbury in the 90s. He did the Legend slot. And I'm thinking, oh God, for those people who were there in the 90s, you know.
Say you've seen him.
Yeah. And I like the blend of like, some songs would be traditional gospel and all that, and then others like pure rebellion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think, you know, I'd want to see his rebellious side.
Would you put the brothers back together?
Who's that now?
Noel and Liam?
Oh, 100%. I'm kind of thinking in my mind that might happen someday.
Yeah.
I just think...
At our festival.
Well, can you imagine? Like, I'm thinking big year now. Episode 100's coming
up. Topperton Barlam. Just those two and us.
Champagne Supernova. Yeah. Like, Liam and Noel, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know everyone's asking you. Everyone's asked you. But we want you to commit to our first...
And we won't pay you.
Cack fest. I think so. I think if we got it sussed, I think we could do Captain and Cook Presents.
Yeah.
Captain Stage, a Cook Stage. And obviously we could think about the decorations. Wellbeing area with... Yeah. Comedy act, you know, musicians.
I thought of who I'd want to headline the Wellbeing. Cat Stevens.
Oh, he'd be good.
Yeah. Possibly one for us to focus on at some point.
Well, I think, no, we'll have to, because you absolutely love him, don't you, as well? And, like, he's got a story, isn't he? Because he went through the name change as well, didn't he? That's to religion, was it, I think, as well? Yeah. So we'll park that for then. And I just think having... So, obviously, you know, in your Wellbeing bit, you could, within that, then have meditation, speakers, comedy, can you, and different things. That's where your Monty Python could pop up and do a comedy set. Or... bring them out on the captain stage, on the big stage. I mean, it's like, it doesn't have to all be music, does it? Do you know
and
what I mean?
We'll have an event, we'll have the Packers against the Bears as well.
Can you imagine? We'll in the middle of it,
we'll have a full-blown NFL game as well.
Then, like, so you'd have two stages, like you have a Glastonbury, meditation area at the back, right? And then in the, just an NFL full-size pitch. And people just walk past, watch a bit. Like,
watch a bit.
This Packers, Rogers, one of the best quarterbacks ever. Just watch a bit.
Yeah,
watch
a bit. Then go get some tofu.
Food and drink. Tiny Rebels sponsoring the drink. They have to.
Definitely.
They have to.
Food from the Nook.
Definitely. Adam's going to be busy. How many Nook breakfasts can you knock out, Adam? And if you've got 400,000, look.
Yeah, just for us. Costs.
Yeah. Ooh, so ticket. I'd want your tickets to be low.
Yeah. I say you have a free... Let's go. Oh, no, I don't know. Free T-shirt in the ticket?
Yes, I think I'd want to give him some merch. So yeah. Lee at Threadlightly.
God, we're dropping all the names, aren't we?
Make the t-shirts. Yep. I'm sorry, mate. We'll have to come to an agreement, but we're giving them out.
Yeah. Also, I've realised we've gone Tiny Rebel, but we also do have our own beer connoisseur. And wine connoisseur we to do. Come in as well. So
I think, though, then... So, yeah, but Tiny Rebel got connections, haven't they? So if we have... Libby can look after the wine and do... She can do wine VIP. Testing.
She can do a supper club.
Sorted.
Number 9 supper club. Yeah.
She can do that. Libby, listening. You're hooked in.
Yeah, you're in.
And then Maya can definitely talk about beer and do like because I remember, like, I told you before, I went on a thing with him, and a couple of my friends are really into craft beer. Like, can you taste this? I'm like, I just taste hops. Yeah. And that's the joke now. He's like, it's very hoppy, isn't it? Like, they're all hoppy to me. But no, he could come along and help us to put. And in fact, well, he works at a beer festival company.
Yeah,
bring that in.
Yeah,
with so it,
he knows how to set a festival, so he can manage it.
Yeah,
he's managing our festival now.
Sorted.
Like, so it's over to him
actually,
now.
Actually, all the costs now.
Well, you know exactly what we told you what we want. Get it done. And we'll see you next year at the CAC Fest.
And and actually then, mate, we can 2-for-1 out of him.
Yeah.
We get him to set up a gaming area.
Sorted. Yeah.
So he can do Game Over Beer Live podcast. We'll bring that within it as well.
On a massive, massive script. FIFA on like a huge like football stadium.
On a jumbotron
screen.
Like
above the NFL game.
You've got Queen playing over there. You're just sitting there playing FIFA on a big screen.
We're celebrating getting a hat trick with Kevin Ellison.
Yes! I think we need to do a pod on Kevin Ellison as well.
He's into his mental health.
Well, you know, we're going to set the captain is our one who goes out and books our guests.
I hunt them down. Yeah.
He sits there on his sofa sometimes on a Friday and goes, just going to send him a message, you know. But Kev, we might have to explain one day in a Seagull corner our love for Kevin Allison, might we? The joy he's brought us.
Yeah.
He will, through FIFA.
He's given, I think, us one of the best shared moments ever. Whilst our wives were here as well.
Let's paint the scene quickly, right? Because this is funny. So Charlotte and Sarah sat on your love seat at the back. I haven't seen each other for a few weeks. They were having a chat and having a drink. All nice. Nice summer night.
Yeah.
My dad sent around a pile of beer that he made.
Yeah.
Oh, we just made our way through it. And we were like, we made them a drink and then sort of sloped into the living room, didn't we, as we played FIFA. And then Kevin scored. I screamed, I think, so they heard it. And then we all had a shot of tequila.
Because he scored a hat trick. Yeah. So we ran around the house and had a shot of tequila.
I think we need to tag Kev into this. He needs to listen to the last bit and then agree to come on, Kev. Also, Bryn really likes the new kit. Liverpool, he plays for Liverpool.
Yes, it's purple, like City of Liverpool FC. It's just a purple kit. But he's got to be at our festival as well.
He can be a guest talker.
Yeah.
Mental health section, you can tell stories about his footballing career. Like you say, I know he's into mental health and wellbeing. He's talked about it on his Instagram before. So
it's turning into a bit of a love show for Kevin.
To be fair, though, on the poster, all I imagine is Captain and Cook presents Kevin Ellison and then like Queen. Or is this like really small letters all around it? Or just Kev.
Kev.
Capital letters.
Kev Fest.
Kev Fest is done. We're leaving it, shall we?
We're finishing the coffee. We'll be back with a normal episode at some point.
Some point.
Just stay in touch.
Traff on me.
Traff on him.